We're going to Dean Ritchie right now with all the latest from the world of rugby league, including an Origin update. I know he's been with the team over the last 6 or 7 days. G'day, Dino.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Dino.
Build up to Origin. Gee, it's been, dare I say it, under the radar, this one. Ooh. Nice and quiet.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a funny one, Jimmy, hasn't it? It's a real different feel to this one than it has for the previous two Origin games. Look, normally, if ever the series has been over before, it's Queensland's way. So it's a bit of an odd feeling that it's actually over in our favour. But look, the camp's been pretty similar in some ways, Jimmy. The boys are nice and relaxed. They're doing their yoga. They're doing their mindful breathing. They're training. They've got lots of smiles on their faces. It's been a real happy and united camp. I checked in this morning, guys. Boyd Cordner still maintaining that he will be there, albeit training has been limited for the skipper during the week. They'll train again this afternoon at 2:30 at Allianz Stadium. They'll have tomorrow off. They'll travel up to Brisbane in the afternoon. They'll have a captain's run at Suncorp at 3 o'clock on the Tuesday before, of course, the 8 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday evening.
Hey, Dino, I asked Sauber earlier, there's no such thing as a dead rubber in Origin. We all know that, but does Queensland have more to play for now? Will they use this to sort of launch their 2019 campaign?
I remember in 2014, Ray, we, as in New South Wales, won the series after the first two games. Mm-hmm. We went up to Brisbane and we got belted. It was, I think, 32-8, guys. And that really gave Queensland a bit of impetus for the following year to kickstart along. So you know what Queensland's like, Ray. There's no way they'll pick it to dead rubber. They'll be out there to win. Funny notion, though, from Brett Camorley. Yesterday I read, guys, and I just thought it was quite interesting that he thinks that Daly Cherry Evans has been, his words not mine, set up to fail. They didn't want to put Ash Taylor in there. He was just a bit young this year. They'll bring him in next year as a long-term halfback. So, Noddy's suggestion was that DCE would be there for one game only. Win, lose or draw, he'll be out next year and Taylor will be in there for the long term.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it, isn't it? Dino, by the way, did you just put yourself in that Origin squad of 2014?
Jimmy, I was there, mate.
How would you best describe your role? Pivotal?
Oh, half-time speech.
Half-time speech.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, we spoke to Zorba about the latest coming out of Manly. Now, this is a club that over the last 12 to 18 months has lurched from one crisis to another. He said he was disappointed in the actions of the club. Are we expecting any more fallout from this with Manasseh Fainu?
Look, at the moment, Jimmy, I wrote that story on Friday night. It appeared in yesterday's Daily Telegraph. Manly, at the moment, is seeking and has been given guidance from the NRL Integrity Unit. Manasseh will front court at Fairfield Local Court on the 7th of August. Until then, it will be pretty much a status quo. He'll be picked in the side, as far as I know, which plays Melbourne next Saturday down there at Brookvale. Look, until that court case happens, Jimmy, I think you'll just find that not much will change in that if he is found guilty. And look, I don't want to prejudice the case or predict what will happen. He hasn't entered a plea just yet. He is seeking it to be held under the Mental Health Act, Section 32. You know, if, as I said, he is found guilty, I guess then he would expect some sort of sanctions, whether it be a fine or, a suspension.
Yeah. Hey, Dino, a bit of a change of pace. Our colleague Buzz Ruffield has reported this morning Trent Robinson has signed on an extension of his contract with the Roosters for another 4 years.
Yeah, it's big news out of the Roosters. It's really funny, guys. Apparently, I was speaking to Buzz yesterday. It happened a few weeks ago. So it's been kept fairly quiet in Rooster Town. Of course, what it does do, guys, it does bury that persistent rumour which has been around that Nathan and Ivan Cleary would end up at Bondi together in 2020. Trent Robinson's done a wonderful job. He's got a good team this year. They're positioning themselves very, very nicely for that run into the semi-finals. And, I said at the start of the year, I think the Roosters will win the competition. Certainly South has clouded my thinking just a little bit, but wouldn't it be an amazing grand final if the two 1908 Foundation sides met on that big day in late September.
Promoter's dream, that one.
Absolutely, Jimmy.
Blake Ferguson says no to Newcastle, says yes to Parramatta, but the Newcastle spending spree is well and truly on.
Yeah, they're still chasing, Jimmy, I can tell you, Tevita Pengai Jr. from the Broncos. Look, Brisbane think that they'll get him. He's a good player. Tevita Penga. I've got a really huge rap on this young bloke. He's big, he's powerful, and the Knights are chasing him still very hard. Look, I think deep down they do expect him to remain at Brisbane, but certainly they're in there fighting till the end. While on Brisbane too, guys, Jermaine Asako, that winger, he's only 22, he's a good player.
Mm.
He's been linked to the Roosters. Nothing happened, has happened just yet. Again, Brisbane will fight hard to keep the youngster, but certainly there is a bit of interest from what I hear from Bondi Junction.
Goal kicking.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Dino, today's game, Broncos-Titans. Big game for the Broncos for obvious reasons. Any changes to either lineup?
Yeah, that's the 4:10 game up there at Cbus Stadium, Ray. The Titans have checked in this morning, 1 through 17. The only player they've got in thumb down is the shoulder injury to Jack Stockwell, but he did train yesterday, so we expect him to take his place in that Titan side. Now, over there at the Broncos, Tom Opacek, the centre, goes out. Young Katoni Stagg goes into the centres there. He's a rising star, young Katoni.
Mm.
Jaden Sua, he was in some doubt, but he's been cleared to play. And with that one change at centre, David Fifita, a young kid also up there at Brisbane, comes onto the bench.
He's a superstar, yeah. David Fifita, and will be a long-term representative player. Any other news around Dino?
Yeah, that's the main one. That Barty to Powell to the Roosters rumour, Jimmy, just keeps floating around. Manly, though, adamant to Powell won't be going anywhere, but certainly where there's smoke, there's some fire. So we'll just keep a close eye on that one. I think he'll be at Lotto Land next year, but don't be surprised if he's elsewhere. And just confirming that news overnight, too, Todd Carney has signed a short-term deal with Hull Kingston Rovers over there in Super League.
Are you surprised he's not can't get a start in the National Rugby League?
I am, Jimmy. He's a former Dally M player, Origin, Australia. He didn't want to go over there. I spoke to Todd several times. It was his last resort. Mm. So obviously it has come to that, Jimmy. It's his last resort to keep his career going. But I can't believe some clubs are struggling through the Origin period. And here's this genuine star just, you know, virtually sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, I'm not as surprised as you.
He's got baggage, Jimmy. There's no doubt about that. There's no denying that, but you know, we've given a lot of second chances in rugby league. Look at Matt Lodge, for example.
Sure.
What he did was worse than what Todd Carney's done, and yet Todd can't get a start.
Sought rehabilitation and has undergone that for the last 18 months, Matt Lodge, and I don't think we've seen the same from Todd Carney. But
the NRL has insisted that they want to see proof that he's rehabilitated. Todd hasn't, as I understand, done any counselling or education programs, so that's what's holding him back.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak next week.
Great. Look forward to it. Thanks, man.